The Czech government will make a fresh effort to fight smoking and alcoholism, both of which have long been a serious problem in the country. After several failed attempts, the health ministry plans to introduce a general smoking ban in public spaces. In addition, the ministry will also push for a move that would oblige restaurants, bars, and pubs to offer at least one non-alcoholic beverage at a lower price than the cheapest alcoholic drink. Jan Richter has the details.
Czechs top international statistics in beer consumption, with half a liter of the popular beverage rarely costing more than 40 crowns or $2 in any pub, and is often cheaper than any other drinks on offer. But the Czech government is now seeking to change that, and amendments to Czech legislation aimed at combating smoking, alcoholism and other addictions should oblige the owners of all restaurants, pubs and bars to offer at least one non-alcoholic beverage at a lower price than the cheapest alcohol. Ferdinand Polák is a deputy health minister.
It is very common, and many of us have experienced it, that when you want to have something to drink, you find that half a liter of beer is cheaper than a smaller glass of the cheapest non-alcoholic drink. That's quite common in many restaurants and bars, and I consider it unsound.
The idea of forcing establishments to offer a cheap non-alcoholic choice has raised the eyebrows of many in the business. Sommerstrand owners say people will get a beer even if it's a few crowns more expensive than a glass of water. Others complain they will have to deal with yet another government regulation. Katarina McCrary is co-owner of a popular Prague establishment, Café Sladkovský.
I think it's hypocritical. Most places, maybe with the exception of touristic bars in the center, they do have like cheaper non-alcoholic drinks than alcoholic, you know, including beer. I think that alcoholism in this country is really an issue, but I don't think it can be dealt with in this way. I think it's just like pushing away the responsibility from the general conditions in this country to like pub owners.
If approved by lawmakers, the draft legislation could come into effect in the middle of next year. It will also increase fines for selling alcohol and cigarettes to minors and includes another attempt to introduce a general smoking ban in all public spaces, including restaurants, bars and pubs. Previous efforts have failed, mainly due to intense lobbying by tobacco firms among MPs. In 2008, the lower house passed a watered-down restriction which allows smoking in separate sections of the establishments. This time, however, the proponents of the ban are optimistic. Civic Democrat MP Boris Šťastný is a dedicated anti-smoking campaigner.
This is government legislation, and I therefore assume it will be dealt with as such. I am, of course, aware that some of my colleagues might have some objections, but I see a clear majority in both the lower house and the Senate.
Some 26% of Czechs over the age of 18 smoke, but a survey showed last year that nearly 80% of those polled agreed with the general smoking ban. Many restaurants, particularly in cities, have become smoke-free of their own will, and others only allow smoking later in the evening.
That was Jan Richter reporting on the health ministry's plans to curb the country's smoking and consumption of alcohol.